This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Now it is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. Here we go. This is from Khadija in Baltimore. Khadija writes, my coworker set me up with a man that barely speaks English. He speaks French fluently, and it's hard to understand him, but we managed to have sex after our first date, and it was quite impressive. How important is communication?
Wow. Here's a person who is clearly finna go back and do this again.
Yes.
Because her question after the first date of barely understanding this man, how important is communication? But all I've ever heard a woman say, one of the most important things in a relationship is communication.
It's communication.
You've obviously put that aside. Parlez-vous français? Oui. Je ne fais moi? Yes. Come on, placez votre le mind, votre le dos. Yes, yes.
Come on, Jacques.
So, you know, you can go on and keep dating Jacques Cousteau if you want to. It ain't gonna go nowhere. Jacques Cousteau. We are here in the land. Look at this shop. It is so I used to love that dude.
All right. This one's from Jolie and Richardson. Jolie writes that the married couple next to me fight all the time, and I mind my business. My wife asked me why, as a man, don't I ever try to calm her husband down if they're fussing outside? I barely know them. So am I supposed to step in there?
No. Now, if he hitting her, you got to handle your business.
Yeah.
But if they arguing, talking loud, that ain't your business, dog. Mm-hmm. That ain't your business.
Mm-hmm. Is that going to be satisfactory to his wife, though? Is she going to be satisfied with that request?
Well, what you want your husband to do, ladies, you got to be careful putting your husband in these crazy situations now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that happens all the time. I was just watching a crime show.
Here we go. I knew.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Well, a guy pulled out in front of this guy and kind of cut him off. The guy pulled up next to him. His girlfriend was in the car cussing the man out, flipping the bird, set up here and grabbed a handful of quarters and threw them up against the dude's window. Then they got at the traffic light, and then they pulled in front of the dude. The dude was back there. He get out of his car because he got his wife and kid in the car. She jump out the car telling her husband, get him, get him, get him. Then reaches in the car, hands her husband, the dude that was doing all the cussing and stuff, hand her husband a knife. What? Now, the dude that got out the car just happened to have a knife on him. Stabs the man and kills him. Now.
Too far.
Your husband dead because you throwing quarters and flipping a man off because he cut you off.
Bro, Rick.
You got to know how to protect your man. That's one of your jobs as a woman, to protect your king. Because you know if you get in some man's face, he going to have to do something.
Yeah.
And you don't know who this man is.
Yeah.
A little extreme example.
Yes, it was.
Mind your business.
We expect
go across
that
the fence and the man got a knife. Now where we at?
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. All right, moving on to Amir in Southfield. Amir says, I dress nicely and my boss is a hater. He said all my suits are too small and I snapped back and said that I can't help it if I'm in great physical shape. He's upset, but I feel like if he can hate on me, then I can correct him. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, you're right, but you ain't gonna have your job long.
You can be right and
unemployed. You need to start looking around. You need to take your shape somewhere, work at a gym or something. Yeah, that's what you need to do, because you finna get fried. Your little fat ball sitting up here, you know, gut and all this here. See, these dudes can wear these slim fit suits because they in shape. They look good on some guys. Mm-hmm. Now, there's some guys that's wearing this slim fit suit wrong. If you button your coat, fellas, and it's tight across the back, it look like you got on a Home Depot work vest, then that ain't how the back of your suit supposed to look. You can't look like you got on a copper fit back brace when you button your jacket.
Wow.
Other than that, go on and rock it, fellas.
All right. All right. Last one. Last one, CLO. This is from Carmela in St. Petersburg. Carmela writes, my boyfriend of 4 months planned a week-long trip to the Bahamas. Since I'm working from home, he thought it would be cool. I'm not spontaneous like that, and I really don't know him well enough yet. Should I ask him to postpone it?
Absolutely. If you're uncomfortable going, don't go. Yeah. Well, I don't understand. Yeah. You know, you're not spontaneous like that. For you, that's moving a little bit too fast. A week.
A whole week.
Now, I don't know if he spent a night or a weekend at your house, but you need to try one of them first.
Yeah.
Or go nowhere for no week.
Out of the country with someone you barely know.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Man, I tried to save some money when I was on the road one time, you know, a long time ago. I didn't have enough money for a room, but I had a little bit. And the other comedian had money, so we split a room at the Red Roof Inn with two beds in it. Okay. I sat up all night looking at him.
Why? You were worried? What?
Dog, this dude was snoring, scratching, blowing wind, talking, getting up, going to the bathroom, moaning, kicking covers on the floor. Dog, this dude was over there in a full-blown wrestling match with himself. I couldn't even go to sleep. I sat up all night watching. I said, I'm not going to sleep. This dude come over here and stab me in the middle of the night.
Why would you do that?
He was doing everything else.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, just be over there. And you're, I said, hold up, man. Hold up. I sat up all night long.
Is that the night you determined you will never share a room again?
I ain't never been in a room with a person since.
Uh-huh.
Never. But you got to learn the lessons. And that's what she needed to do. You need to see who this guy is. You going to a week? Now you out the country?
Yeah. Yeah. We've only known him 4 months. Yeah.
Way too many stories about women on these islands.
It really is. Yeah.
You know, them island police, they ain't the same.
No. Oh, they be late.
They ain't got no tools. They ain't got no forensic science. They ain't got no cameras.
They live in paradise. No, they don't.
They come talk like y'all friends.
What happened? Yeah.
So you say she could definitely ask him to postpone the trip till she gets more comfortable, Steve.
Yeah, I'm not going. I don't know you well enough. Mm-hmm. I can't take a week and do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she has to say that for her own.
That's a good warning, Steve.
Uh-huh, for sure.
Good warning, yeah.
All right, thank you, CLO.
I don't like staying with nobody that long. I don't know.
Ooh. Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.